Throughout his long career, Sammy Hagar has proven to be a rock and roll maverick. He's found success with all the incarnations of his career, whether it be as a frontman for a band or on his own.
When I was in Montrose, I wanted to be in that band more than anything in the world. And when I got stabbed in the back over a money issue, I went to be a solo artist. And then all of a sudden, I'm in Van Halen. And then when that went sour, I said, no more bands again. I'm going back to being a solo artist.
Now solo again. Sammy is making new music and performing for fans on his own terms.
I don't care about the fame and the fortune as much as I just want to be able to do this whenever I feel like doing it.
Sammy Hagar was born in Monterey, California in 1947 and immediately found himself drawn to music.
I've always been a person that would sing along to, you know, radios and records and stuff. It's kind of like what I always desired in a way.
In the late 60s, Sammy began performing in bands such as Skinny and the Justice Brothers. Then he met Ronnie Montrose, a former guitar player for Edgar Winter, and they formed a group.
We basically got together, wrote, you know, all the songs, Ronnie and I, and Ted Templeman from Warner Bros. Comes and hears the band, signs us immediately, goes straight in the studio, make a record, come out, go on tour for 3 years. And then the band broke up from little ego problems, but...
After the split, Sammy set off on his own, finding huge success with albums such as Three Lockbox and BOA. Then in 1985, Sammy got a call from the members of Van Halen, who were looking for a new singer to replace David Lee Roth.
At first, I just didn't want to do it, because I thought, oh, these guys are just a bunch of partiers, you know, they ain't serious. But when I got around Ed, Al, and Mike, I just went, of course I'll join this band.
Sammy spent 11 years with Van Halen, during which the band reached the height of their commercial appeal. Then a dispute over the band's greatest hits album and the return of David Lee Roth led to Sammy's departure.
We wrote great songs together. I think it was a great, great experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, and I would never say anything bad other than the way it ended. It was a great trip. Just ended kind of bad, you know.
Sammy's commitment to music persevered again as he revived his solo career, releasing Marching to Mars in 1997 and Red Voodoo in 1999.
I just went right back in the studio, and I found myself little by little. But I don't think I still found myself. I'm always searching for what my true heart and soul wants to play.